Hello, everyone. Happy Wednesday. Welcome to Angel Answers. This is DC Love. I'm one of your co-hosts this evening. I'm joined by Mary Hernandez. Liz Pfister is not here this evening, but she will be back next week. But we have a special guest co-host this evening. So I'm not going to say the co-host's name right now. I'm going to first turn it over to Mary. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm wonderful with this beautiful East Coast weather we're having over here.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It's been amazing.
And we're doing a drum roll. And she wants you to yell out our co-host name. She said, I can't wait any longer, Mary.
It's Jen.
Oh,
hi, Jen.
Hi.
Jen.
Hi, Mary. Okay, thank you.
I have to let the callers know because a lot of them may not have heard you, Jan, is that Jan does animal totem. She tells you, you know, the animal that's around you, and 2013, I'm not sure, I actually connected with Jan, and she gave me a totem animal, and we've been connected ever since, so that's how amazing she is.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you, DC. Thank you.
As is Mary. Mary,
it was... Yes.
But, Jan, you know what? She put me on the path, Mary. She had me so excited because her reading was, like, wonderful. I'm like, oh, my goodness, I can't handle this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And to top it off, she was, like, oh, so wonderful because I then emailed her. And, you know, she emailed me back, and I just felt, wow, this, you know, if this is what this is like, wow, such amazing people. So you truly are a tribute to amazing people.
Thank you, DC. I really appreciate that. And that is how I feel about you and Mary also and all of the people
Thank
in our
you.
Group of Sacred Embers. And,
oh, definitely.
We were just, when I was on Psychics Gone Wild, we were just so blessed when DC came to that group, and I was the one that she came to first, and I was so lucky to receive her, and she, as many, many of you know.
I was like a blonde whirlwind, right, Jen? I didn't know what the heck I was doing. Oh, my goodness.
Well, and when you sent me that email, you talked about so many incredible things, and I just thought, oh, my goodness, this is an angel that's come to us, and I just know she's going to be right in here doing this work too. And of course Jethro knew it immediately, and he got her right on to get going. And she's just been amazing since I've known her, and through these years she's just done incredible things for people. I mean, incredible things. She's a master at her work, and everybody knows about her.
Jan, you are as well. I mean, the both of you, I could say the same thing about the two of you. I feel like I am like in great company. So I'm just so honored, you know. So, you know, tonight is, you know, you're our guest. Can you just tell everybody a little bit about you, and then we'll turn it over to Mary?
Okay. All right. Well, after training with Jethro Smith, he helps me a lot with this work, and then I became a certified psychic through the, I don't know why I'm forgetting the name. The American Federation of Psychics.
American Federation of Certified Psychics Mediums, right?
That's right. Exactly, yes. And I've been in that group now, and I'm very lucky that I got to be part of that. And it helped me, inspire me to continue on and to keep at this work. And I have had to go off a little while because of illness, but I still managed to do the crimes. I'm a psychic detective. I do that, and I work with, of course, animal totems. They just come to me. They just come to me in my mind when I get around people or situations. And so I started doing readings, and I do future stuff. I like doing predictions. That's something I really like to work on, and I'm still working on that kind of thing. And I still am sort of a novice at it, but I've been doing it now for about 5 years, and so I really enjoy it, and I do a lot of predictions in my readings for people. That's one of the things I love to do. And anyway, that's
that's what I've been doing. And then I did radio shows with this group and with different groups, Psychics Gone Wild, and mostly us here, and then I stopped. But anyway,
now tonight is a special night, and I appreciate being on with these beautiful people here, Mary in D.C. And that's about me.
Oh, thank you, Jan. Thank you so much. Mary?
You're welcome.
Thank you, Jan. That was beautiful. And I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I communicate with spirit. I channel messages, and I have a variety of card decks that I love to bring messages through from spirit and the angels. I'm a Reiki master and ordained minister, and I do private readings and offer several different options. I also offer numerology readings, and for those of you that don't know, the numerology is, it can uncover your destiny and your life purpose. Numerology is the bridge between who you are now and the potential of who you can be. To book a reading with me, you can go to my website at www.theangelwithor via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And the angel, the is spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com. And a little bit about Liz. She's a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. She knows a little bit about a lot of things, metaphysical and spiritual. She's a Reiki healer, an intuitive and meditation coach, a card reader, a spiritual counselor, a card deck creator, ordained minister, and now a radio host, as we all are, and holistic center owner. You can find Liz at Instagram or Facebook at LizP11Love and on the Sacred Embers Network. And she also has a Chi Weekly live stream, the Crystal Singing Bowl, every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And that's a little bit about both of us. How about you,
wow.
DC?
Yes. Hi, everyone. This is DC Love. Like Jan, I too am certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a Reiki master in two different modalities of Reiki. I'm also an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister, a dream interpreter. But the really cool thing about my journey is how it began. For me, it started with cookies flying off of countertops. And when I say that, people will say, DC, what are you talking about, cookies? I said, sugar cookies with delicious sprinkles. A two-pound ball of sugar cookies flew off my kitchen countertop. They were all over my kitchen floor. My cell phone began to text me, and it was my cousin's friend from the other side. At that point, I wasn't ready for something like that, so I was trying to erase as fast as she was texting. And then Spirit actually sat upon me to get my attention. So I had another, you know, no other choice, but I had to listen. And I'm so blessed because I'm here where I am today. And as I said earlier, Jan was one of the first people that I connected with. She gave me such an amazing animal reading that I was so excited that I ended up, you know, emailing her and stayed connected with her. And she's been a blessing to me, and she's been a blessing to so many other people. So I just feel like it's such an honor to be with these beautiful women tonight. They're totally amazing. I did have a background in law enforcement, but I've hung up my 357. And now angelic love is what I'm using to serve and protect with. Because love is what I am, and in fact, love is what we all are. And that's the force that I now belong to, and it's the backbone in my current journey of service. So that's a little bit about me.
That's
so
beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you. And Ginger just wants to remind
incredible.
Everyone. Thank you. Well, it's a little crazy, Jan. You know that. But the funny thing is, Ginger's coming in and saying, listen up, folks. Mercury is in Gatorade or something. So it's going to last until June the 3rd. So get ready for all the misunderstandings, the crazy stuff, you know. So just be ready. So, okay, everybody, now
yeah.
you know Mercury's
coming back from the dark. Did you guys hear me? Your ex is coming from the past.
Oh, God. Yeah,
oh,
you
wow.
know what? Ex is for a reason, guys. So if one happens to show up, It reminds me of, you know, the game Mystery Date when you pick the dud. Like, you know what? Just keep them where they are. Keep them in the dark. There. It's crazy.
In the past.
So crazy. Oh, my
God. Thank you for the lesson.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Mary, with that being said, would you mind if we turn it over to Jan to read, you know, some of her beautiful poetry?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much. Oh, I love listening to both of you. I love the way you speak, and it flows so well, too. And anyway, okay, well, I might not read all of them, but I did forget to say that I do poetry. I sort of a poetry channel, especially when I do readings. I give everybody a poem because it just channels through. But I want to work. I'm planning on working with musicians and singers to maybe put some of these to songs, maybe someday. That's what I'd like to do. So I'm interested in that, too, and maybe making a little book of them, too. So anyway, this first one, some of these are from my church when I listen to my church and I just start writing. This one's called More Prayer, and it goes, instead of panic, pray. Instead of palpitations, play. Instead of procrastinating, prepare. Instead of pitying, take good care and more prayer. Instead of riots, revival. Instead of shootings, shouting songs. Instead of hatred, hallelujahs. Instead of racism, rescuing others from rights and wrongs. Instead of callousness, community. Instead of chaos, peace. Instead of terrorism, trust and treaties. Instead of anger and deception, God's increase. Instead of hell on earth, peace and love for the new earth. So that's that one. And this one is Galak Gurus. And it's kind of a love poem, but it's also sort of the way I feel about angels. And it goes, two light beams cross each other's path. They make beautiful rainbows forming a cosmic bath. They shine their brilliant rays dancing through the spheres. They shower the space with hundreds of sparkling stars for an eternity of years. These beams illuminate the most fantastic light design. Throughout the universe, the skies and planets shine. They are a gift from the heavens, here to remind us of the news that God is watching over us with his galactic gurus. And then this is also Mental Health Awareness Month for May in 2022, our month here. And this one's called That Fine Equilibrium. Some days we crack. It's not fun. It is whack. The light shines in brightly, letting go of what held us so tightly. We have to reassess our mess and confess, trying to find the balance again, that fine equilibrium. As the light comes in, we always get back from those days that we crack. And this one's called Spiritual Lake. If you don't have a lake to jump in to chill out, go to the spiritual lake of your spirit. Refresh your mind. Take a breath. Cool off your doubt. It's all part of you, inside and out. Sometimes one's brain synapses just need to switch gears and take a jump in the spiritual lake. It's the Christ consciousness, the universal I am. It rinses off anger, fear, brain glitches. Give yourself a break. Let the peace inside calm you and soak your soul. Cool me off, God. Rinse me whole. That was inspired by our dear friend Ryan Adragna, too, when he died. I wrote that after he died. This one's called That Aliens Are Us. I spied a glimpse, a light, a sparkle, blue, silver, and gold. It was not with a fuss. I kept seeing them. By no contraire, I must declare, I finally realized that we, that aliens are us. I'm just going to, are you guys still there?
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
We're just
listening.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're wonderful.
I thought
my
it blacked
goodness,
out.
Beautiful poetry.
There's just a few more. All right. It just blacked out in there, so I didn't hear anything. I thought, oh, maybe it went off.
This is called Don't Listen to Gossip, Backstabbing, or Slander. Listen to divinity leaders with helpful outcomes and a spiritual reminder for our future to be grander. And this one's on jealousy. Don't allow jealous people to compromise your life with their shame. They may call you by dishonor,
They may slur your name. They may give you strife. You are not here to receive blame. Send them prayers to penetrate their dismay. Send them to the light to dismantle any disarray. Forgive them now and do not delay. Love is more powerful than any jealous game. And this one's called Angel's Air. Take some breaths of angel's air and try to go on. Tragedies never seem fair. So many are gone. Let's jump the train to Heavenly Town and ride it with a tear. The angels are singing and praying for us always to help us with their sadness and the fear. And here's an angel is near. Sometimes when we feel so badly, the time is slow, but it will pass. An angel is near. So be glad. You will get through this earth class. It's just one day at a time. Try not to fear. Sometimes it's 1 minute, 1 hour. Remember, an angel is near. And this one is called Peace on Earth. And it goes, I am part of you. You are part of me. Let's live in this life more peacefully. The more we bridge our differences, the less violence we may see. I am part of you. You are part of me. Let's live in this life joyfully. We are colors. We are the horizon. We blend as a peace sign and rainbows form. We shine and radiate heaven together. Let's go past the norm. We fly together and breathe the same air. Let's live as friends. Do we dare? I am part of you. You are part of me. We live on this earth here. Let's have more peace, kindness, and less fear. And this one says, feel the empowerment of knowing that you are part of the universe, the universal pulse. Even when you feel like you don't fit in anywhere, the internal breath of creation and heartbeat of a timeless external life and existence just bebopping into unending curlicues of motion that continue forever. How majestic is that? And the last two are, I am wild and free with arms stretched wide in opulent meadows with sunflowers by my side. My excitement bubbles over as my soul will not hide in endless moments of instantaneous miracles. I am wild and free with arms stretched wide. And the last one is always his. You might be a mess, but you're still a miracle. You might be a wallflower, disconnected, lost, but you are still worthy, wondrous. You might be confused or challenged, but you are still called. You might be afraid, but you are still always his. And that's it.
Wow, amazing. And Ryan
really
is coming in and saying that he loved the 10, and especially the one that you wrote for him.
Over
the top. Yeah, that was powerful.
Aww.
But they were all beautiful.
I'm glad. Thank
mm-hmm.
you. Thank you.
Really, really beautiful. And Ryan
Thank
is saying
you.
That he checks in on us, and he does, like, listen to the show. And he's saying, Mary, do you have a card
mm-hmm.
for this evening?
Yes, I do. two fell out. I took it from the Angels and Ancestors deck, and the lady fell out, and it says, enjoy growth and reap rewards. Reap what you have sown and enjoy the fruits of your labor. Grow and expand in all areas of your life. So it's fertility, growth, and abundance are all imminent when the lady arrives in your life. So, you know, whatever seeds you've planted, they're coming to life now. So, you know, be ready to reap all those rewards. So they're coming. And then the next card
wow.
to fall out is the moon card, and it says, take note of intuitive messages. And we all know we're getting a lot of downloads the past couple of weeks and more to follow. So just, you know, tuning into your intuition. Use your intuition and practice discernment. See through illusions and blockages. And, yes, there's been a lot of illusions. It's good that this card came out because there's been a lot of illusions and a lot of blockages for all of us in the spiritual world, right? And all of us in the entire universe, you know, just going through those energies and, you know, surrounding ourselves with love and light and not standing in our own way because, you know, things may seem like weird and stuff, but when the moon appears, that means that intuitive and psychic urges are increased, so take note of any feelings that might be arising around the moon and any messages from your soul and your angels. So start listening in, you know, getting those gut feelings that you got around people, around situations, you know, and everything is going to be, the light is going to be shining on the things that have been kept in the dark, really. So, you know, everything's coming out in the open. So, and that was it. But this is a beautiful part.
Oh, that's
part.
So
I
neat.
These two
it
parts.
Is. And I,
thank you.
I have to say, Ryan has been talking, you know, to Ginger, and now he connected with my mom. And as you were giving the beautiful messages and Jan was reading her poetry, I was hearing the veil is thin. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? So my mother used Ryan's telephone to get my attention. She's saying, tell everybody what I did on Mother's Day. Okay, so I guess I have to, you know, talk about Mother's Day. And we want to wish, you know, all of you moms out there, grandmoms, you know, I hope you all had a beautiful Mother's Day. What I want to tell everyone about is I was compelled to buy glazed donuts on Mother's Day. And the area that I live, the best glazed donuts are from Krispy Kreme. So I was looking online, and there was a special. I was able to get 2 dozen donuts right out of the oven, and they were delivered, like, really warm to my house for $9.99. So I was thinking, my goodness, you know, is that a misprint? I read it again. No, it was $9.99. So I was thinking, well, that's really incredible. And Jackson was with us, and, of course, he loves them too. So that just made it an even sweeter deal. But later, you know, after eating the donut, I was thinking, my gosh, I remember my mom. She wanted donuts as she was in hospice during her final days on Earth. And the donut that I ate tasted, the donut that I ate, it tasted better than any donut I have ever had in my life. And I was wondering, like, oh, my gosh, I've had these before, but this is just different. I realized at that moment that my mom was with me as I was eating the donut and she, too, was enjoying it. And the delivery driver, you know, he was talking to me and thanking me for so much. And I handed him a tip, and it didn't matter. He kept talking and talking and thanking me. You don't know, you know, all the good that you do, and he was going on and on. And I finally said, oh, my goodness, my grandson's waiting for the donuts. So after 2 minutes of him thanking me, you know, he handed me the donuts. I said, thank you again for bringing them out. And I ran in to the house. But as I sat there, I realized that was my mom using this gentleman to, again, give me another Mother's Day gift, a beautiful message from my mom via this gentleman.
Wow.
That is so amazing.
An amazing experience for $9.99.
Yep. It's all it takes sometimes.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it was incredible because when I sat there and thought about my mom, that's what she wanted. It was these donuts, and I haven't had them in I can't even tell you how long, but I was compelled to get them. And it was she wanted them. So she first made me, you know, get the donuts, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to what Ginger says.
That's awesome. So are
you
ladies ready to take on some callers? Because we have, so many callers.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. I can't imagine,
perfect. Yeah. Okay. Area code 111. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
This is Joanna.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Do you have a question
for
us this evening?
Joanna.
Yes, I have it's an unusual situation. I believe that I've come across very strong evidence of finding a missing person. It's a very high-profile case, and I'm so torn as to what to do. I've almost reached out to her sister. I found out her mother passed not too long ago. And I honestly don't trust anyone. I don't trust, the police, you know, the FBI, the media. I just feel like I want to protect her. So I just, maybe if there's like a confirmation just that this really is her, I'm trying to convince myself it's not, but it's overwhelmingly that it looks like it is her.
Okay. Well, you know, we're going to turn you over to Jan because Jan in fact works and does, missing persons cases. Jan?
Oh, wonderful.
So,
wonderful.
Joanna, thank you, DC. Joanna, did you say, I missed part of what you said about this, the one that is missing, is that who you're saying that you feel like you're receiving messages from?
Is
that what you said?
No, I found evidence,
okay.
Very strong evidence that she's still alive, in other words, that she's
oh,
still
okay.
alive
okay.
after all these years, which does happen, and I try to think, I'm like, was she in fear for her life? Did they put her in witness protection? Did she just flee? There was never any evidence that she was, I'm sorry, you know, that she passed away or murdered or anything like that.
Right. But you don't want to tell anybody. I think she's, I feel strongly too that she's okay. I'm getting the duck though. The duck is coming in and looking at me and staring. I'm trying to get her face, but the duck is staring at me in the face. I don't know if duck has anything to do with you or anything to do with this case, but I have to tell you that there is a duck, and you feel like you don't want to call anyone to say to talk about that she's alive.
I wanted to reach out to her sister, but I didn't want to submit. I didn't want to submit the evidence that I had because I didn't want it to be like a big media frenzy and then they're going to hunt her down and all this because, I mean, she could literally be in the UK anywhere else. But I will definitely say, I don't have a doubt. I don't have a doubt that it's her. I just don't know the circumstances behind it. And I just feel like I want to be protective. That's the feeling I get, that I want to protect her. I just, I didn't even know if I should reach out to her sister or not.
I haven't, that's an interesting case. I don't feel funny about reaching out to the sister, to tell you the truth. That would be, if it is a high profile case, you're right. The police are going to be, they're going to be really interested in it. Eventually, that's probably what's going to happen, though. You know what I mean? Because eventually the police, if you'll probably eventually talk to the police. But I would reach out to the sister first.
Yes.
I would. That feels good to me. Does that feel good to either of you, DC or Mary?
Yeah, it does, Jen.
It feels
okay
to me.
It's like,
okay.
But I have to ask, I don't know if either of you ladies are picking up. When the caller started to talk, I saw winter. Snow was falling immediately, Jan. As soon as she began to talk, I see the woman. I can't tell what color hair she is because it's snowing, and I just see like everything. I feel like everything is going to come full circle. I was hearing everything's going to is going to work out, and I do feel. I don't feel like it would be bad to reach out to the sister, but for some reason, I don't know, did she go, do you know if she went missing at a certain time? You don't have any information on her?
I know the specifics of her case, but the more I went over the details, it didn't make sense. Nothing made sense. I'm like, this isn't
was she
possible
missing,
because
like in the winter? Because snow is coming down, and I see snow all over the place.
Wow. That might be where she's at. I mean, could be where she's at now or where she went to. This was in, I believe she went missing in June, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Does she have brown, like, shoulder length hair?
It's blonde or shorter length hair, but it is like a darker blonde.
Yeah, like a darker blonde. Yeah,
that's what I see too. That's exactly what I see too.
I do feel she's fine. That's what I'm getting, Jan. And I feel like everything is going to come full circle. And I think by winter, you know, this will be, maybe she'll be back home. I feel like, because I'm getting like, you know, everything is going to work out is what I keep hearing. Be optimistic.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
So that's,
all right, so,
that's,
so you don't see any.
Good news.
I'm sorry. You don't get I apologize again. Any apprehensions about contacting your sister? Yeah. Okay.
No, I didn't. I myself and Jan, I agree with Jan. Like, I didn't have, like, any apprehensions. You could just ask, you know, just ask questions, and you don't have to even reveal that you think that you may have seen her, you know. And I feel like Mother Mary is with her, because I see Mother Mary, like, putting her arms around her. She's being protected by Mother Mary. That I do see.
Wonderful.
Yeah, she's being protected, yeah. Yeah. But I feel like you said, by winter, I feel maybe that's when she'll come back again, because I just see the winter, the months, and every time you would ask a question, more snow would fall.
Yes.
So it was just, you know, it was
hearing
just,
home, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, by winter, too.
Coming
home. I'm thinking maybe like by winter, you know?
Yes, that sounds right. And I hear coming home.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I'm just hearing the word, like, father or father figure.
Oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's a big part of the case. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't want to go into the other part, what I'm hearing. You know what, you know, you already understand.
Oh, yeah, I definitely understand. Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, well, that's what I have. Jan, do you have anything else? And we'll turn it over to Mary.
Did she just flee? Was that kind of how you know, she took off kind of thing, too?
Yeah, but it kind of looks like it was staged, is what happened.
Okay. I kept getting the word flee, something. It was like a big flee, you know, and then.
That's what I thought.
Then,
right. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
Right. But the scene of it looks like it could have been staged, in other words, right, to cover for her fleeing. Yes. You're correct.
Right.
You're correct.
Okay. But then this duck, the duck is here, so just. Keep in mind that the duck wants to be part of this. So, and just to give you a heads up on the duck, they're very silly and funny, and the time of turmoil has passed. That's what they're trying to tell you. The time of turmoil has passed.
Yes,
and so
I thought it was time for her to come forward. Now, yes, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly.
Wow.
And they also represent water and emotions and things like that. So.
Yes.
All right. Gosh.
Thank you. You all gave me chills. Yes, chills throughout the whole everything. Thank you so much, and bless you all. Oh, that really was, I really do appreciate that. That was so wonderful.
Well, hold on. We have Mary. Mary, do you?
I did confirm anything. I got the blondes, and yes, she's coming home, and I got chills just like Joanna did, like with the whole reading. So it's just a confirmation of everything that you both said, that it's true, and I just kept getting like blonde hair. That's all I saw a lot of.
Wow.
So she's definitely blonde, yeah.
Yes.
I agree.
Yes. Wow. Thank you so much. You all have a wonderful blessed
evening.
You're
so welcome. Okay, you too.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Joanna.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Wow, what an amazing first call, ladies.
Wow.
Yes.
My dashboard is being a little slow with Mercury retrograde. I keep getting booted out of the studio. I don't know if I'm in the studio. Okay, I'm putting my call on hold now. Okay.
that took
like 30 seconds to put someone on
hold.
Okay. Are you guys ready for our next caller?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Area code 310. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, my name is Vince.
Hi, Vince. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. I have a couple of job situations. So about a week and a half ago, I went for a job interview at a company called Ball Corporation. Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I found out on Tuesday I didn't get the job. They already picked somebody else. But the recruiter told me that they have a job fair this coming Saturday. And she scheduled me in for 10:30. Am I going to get this job? Because right now I'm really hurting. I'm scared that I'm going to be losing my car and losing my place to live because I'm not making that much money right now where I am. The other part of the job question is I have a job interview on the 24th with a company called MCC. They're a competitor of Ball. They make aluminum cans for like all the breweries. This job, I was fired from back in November for doing something I didn't do. So I'm wondering if they're going to reconsider me and take me on full time this time, or if what's going to happen with it. Those two job things.
Okay.
Okay.
Vince, this is DC. As you were talking, I was hearing that there are obstacles in your path. To give you like a little time to just reflect on, you know, what it is that you're really wanting to do. And, you know, don't let this get you, you know, off of your path because I am getting something new and exciting is coming your way. Okay. And,
nope.
You know, this is a time to show you, like, what no longer is serving you is what I was hearing, okay? Okay. And I did get, you know, that you're ready to, you know, have changes in your life, okay? So you're in a sort of like a transitional time, okay? And you feel like, you know, things can't happen fast enough. So I do feel, you know, things are going to work out for you. It may be a little slower than you would like, okay? But you've got to hang in there, okay? And then the other thing that I did get is that, you know, everything is coming together for you. And you're going to, you know, you're going to be okay.
Okay.
Okay? And don't be afraid. I was getting, like, afraid to take a risk is what the angels were saying, okay? Okay, so.
Okay.
So you had asked about, I believe it was, like, two jobs, correct?
Yeah, the one is Ball Corporation, which is this Saturday. They have a hiring, they have a job fair. And then the other one, which is called the Metal Container, that's the one I was fired from back in November. But I was only a temp at that time, and they're the competitor of Ball Corporation. They both make the same thing, but the money is really great,
okay.
And it's like,
But I had gotten, Vince, the first one that you said, I only got a maybe, but my dog, Ginger, is, she's waving a flag for the second one. She liked the second job.
Okay.
So this is your time to think about what it is you're wanting. You know, only what you're wanting, please do not focus on what you are not wanting, okay? That's going to be key here. Do not focus on what you're not wanting, okay?
Okay.
So I feel you're going to be fine. I do feel like you're going to be fine. I'm hearing harmony. I'm hearing resolution, okay? And we're going to ask the angels to come in. Put it out there what it is you are wanting, and it's sort of like you put it out there, and you forget about it, okay? Because then,
okay.
You know, the angels can come in and they can help resolve what you're going through, okay? But I do feel you're going to get a, you know, a quick resolution is what I heard.
Okay.
So don't be, be worried. If you come across scattered, it won't be beneficial, okay? And my dog is saying, you know, you really have nothing to worry about. You're really intelligent. You're really talented. Okay, you're filled with creativity.
Okay.
So I do feel, you know, that you're going, you know, you're gonna do all right, okay? So please don't allow the circumstances that you've had to sort of, you know, like, knock you off your axis is what she's saying, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I feel like almost sort of too, like, there may be something, like, unconventional that you may be interested in. Okay. I did armed security work. I did private investigative work, and look what I'm doing now, you know?
Right.
So I do feel like there's something waiting for you, but you have a lot of fear. And
yeah.
Once you let go and disconnect with your joy, I feel like you may be actually, you know, going to go into a different field that you never would have thought of. Does that make any sense to you?
Field, yes, but something that I've never thought of, no, because there's something creative in my back, but I think I'm too old for it now. The moment is past and gone, and I don't think that's ever going to come back. So it's to do with acting.
Well,
and
I'm getting, you know what, you don't, you know, think about age. Just think about what it is that you're wanting to do. I didn't start this part of my journey until we had an empty nest, okay? My kids
yeah.
were grown. They were married. And I do feel like there's something waiting for you. You have so many gifts to share with the world is what I'm being shown, Vince, okay?
Okay.
So don't sell yourself short, okay? Because you're going to, I feel like eventually you're going to go into something that, you know, you really want. And the angels are saying, you know, what you're going through right now, there's a reason for it. And the angels are, I see them gathering all around you. And they're going to help you to get through this. And I'm getting to, like, stop overthinking. You overthink a little bit too much, and you're stressing out when you need to relax. So the best thing would be to let go and to let God. You know, and sometimes, you know, it's a little hard to really, you know, think about that. But this is your time to just sit back, to pause, and reflect. And think about, like, everything that you've done, okay? You have so much out there. And my dad used to always say, you know, my ship is coming in. That was one of his sayings, and that's what I'm getting for you, okay?
All right.
Okay, and there's little daisies around you, and they're there to sort of, you know, to get rid of the stress and the drama that you have right now. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
Okay.
Jan?
Yeah.
Jan?
Sure. I can yeah, absolutely. Hi, Vince. Jan
hey.
Here. I know that you're really worried about this, and I think this animal
yeah.
is perfect for you that's coming in, because I see the dolphin really clearly, and
that's,
it's just the perfect dolphin.
Well, that's
huh?
funny you should say dolphin. That's funny you should say dolphin because I'm actually a
okay.
Miami Dolphin fan.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Neat. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, and also because I can feel your anxiety, and DC gave such a great reading there that, and I agree with her too. I also got the second job too. I felt. As soon as you talked about the second job, I felt energy about it. I felt fairly good about it.
So they, so you see me giving, you see them giving me another chance.
I'd have to do a meditation and go into it. So I don't want to
oh.
give you an answer like that. The thing that I got was right away was a positive feeling though. I felt good about it.
Oh.
So,
okay.
But do you see? Feels that you might be going into something else, and I trust her. I trust her reading for sure. The main thing that I wanted to tell you was that the dolphin came in to tell you to now's the time to just chill out so that you can relax. And the more you relax right now into this, it's going to help you with everything. It's going to help the whole flow of the dynamics of everything that's going on. And
It's just right now you don't need, you need to, if you can, just stop worrying as much as you can so that the flow can happen. You know what I mean? And that it'll all work out. Because it is, it's going to work out. But I can just feel your anxiety. I get anxiety too. And so the dolphin is saying, it's just letting you know to meditate if you could and play some really nice music, some favorite pieces of music, just to relax and do some breathing exercises. That's what the dolphin represents also, with breathing and having fun. Just, you know, like if you can, before your interview, just try to do something for fun just to get some carefree energy and let that anxiety go a little bit. Free yourself up. Free yourself up from the worry, because like DC said, it's going to work out one way or the other in how it's going to be. And so that's mostly the message I want to let you know, is the dolphin is telling you to just relax. It's going to be okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yep.
Wow, that's
Mary?
Beautiful, Jan. Yes, that's
okay,
beautiful,
good.
Jan.
Thank you.
And
I'm glad.
Vince, I have to agree with both Jan and DC. I mean, I got the same thing. When you mentioned ball, I kept getting, like, something better, something better, something better. They just kept saying that word, and I'm like, okay. And I asked about MCC, and they said yes, but DC mentioned there's something out there that's looking for you and you looking for it, you know, and your soul. Like, I feel it's your soul looking for this life purpose. And what I like to tell people is to watch their words, because every thought we think is creating our future, right? So just think positively, like the perfect job is looking for me, you know, and I'm looking for it. And make a list of your ideal job. And, you know, we're never too old to do something that we love. I mean, I'm doing this, DC's doing this, you know, it's just something that we were called to do, to assist, you know, humanity, you know, and give back. So it's our life purpose, you know, to help, like Jan, like myself, like Liz, like BC, and many of us light workers, you know, it's just to give back, and it's our life purpose. And it's funny that Jan mentioned meditation, because that's the card that came out for you. So I was over here chuckling on mute, because it said meditation brings answers. And like Jan mentioned, you know, it's good for you to do meditation. Even start with 5 minutes. That's how I started. And now I just meditate like 2 to 3 times a day. And it's once you get into the flow of meditating and setting a time for it, it's just amazing. You're going to miss it when you don't do it, because that's going to be like your silent time, your you time. And another thing that was coming through is that they want you to begin your day with gratitude and end it with gratitude. I'm big on that. Like, as soon as I wake up, I thank God for everything, or source, or whoever you talk to, your angels, you know, for everything that you have, for being able to sit, eat, see, touch, feel. You know, it's just sometimes we take things for granted, our home, our family, you know, and it's good to just be grateful for even the smallest of things, a drink of water. You know, it's just having that gratitude in the morning and before bed is just so amazing. It's an amazing practice to have. And those are the messages that came through. I'm just trying to check my notes. Yeah. And then another card came out for you is community, spiritual ancestors. So it's something to do with spiritual work that I feel for you. You're going to find your tribe family. The card number is number 3, and it says your spiritual ancestors are gathering around you at this time, holding you in their light and connecting you with your spiritual family here on earth. So you're going to find your family here, and I'm so chilled. Your soul is now seeking the kind of love and support that comes from being a part of the right community, your people, so to speak. And then it says, not wanting you to feel isolated in any way, your ancestors hear your soul call and are presently guiding you toward kindred spirits. Understand and realize that you can't achieve your goals alone. Be open to support. You need the soul energizing support of your tribe. Give up any notions you have of going it alone in life and develop the insights and wisdom to recognize your limitations. After all, even Christ picked 12 associates to help him accomplish his mission on earth. Follow your ancestors' directions. It is they who encourage you to join a club, enroll in a course, or sign up for the neighborhood basketball team. You never know whom you'll meet. Your ancestors' message, open your heart and feel our presence in your life and be open to your spiritual family on earth. Wow. So like DC mentioned, I think one of the ladies, either DC or Jan, mentioned about going out, you know, even if it's walking or something, it's like you're going to be doing something and you're going to meet like someone that's just going to have like the same, it's something that you want to do, you know?
Right.
So, and thank you for calling.
All right. Well, thank you. It does help.
You're welcome. And remember, we're never too old. Age is just a number. Just remember that.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Have
thank
a great
you
evening.
Much.
You're
you
welcome.
Too.
Bye, Vince.
Bye-bye.
Take care, Vince.
Bye-bye. You too.
Wow, beautiful ladies. Absolutely beautiful.
Yes.
Yes. Really. Wow.
My studio,
amazing.
It's so slow again.
Oh, goodness.
Okay. It's back. Every time I leave to talk on the radio, you know, on the phone, it just, like, logs me off of the on-air.
Oh, my God.
It's so weird.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Wow, there's so many callers. I see some new callers, so I'm going to start picking up those calls. All right, our
okay.
next caller. Area code 229, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello, area code 229. Hello? Okay, I guess not. Let's go to the next one. Area code 828, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, sure, that was quick. Stan, I'm in the mountains of North Carolina.
Oh, I love it. Do you have a question for us, Stan?
I'm probably thinking something. Wow, I mean, I just called in like a minute ago. I mean, I just
oh, really?
Turned the
oh, okay.
show on.
I just
so.
Didn't recognize the number, your first-time caller. Are you a first-time
yeah,
caller? Yeah.
Well, I think I've had an experience with DC before, but I can't remember if it was on this show or some other show. But anyway,
okay.
Yes, I'm at one of those points in my life where I'm reinventing myself all over again, and wondered if you've got anything that might, you know, be good for me to hear.
Okay.
Well, you know,
I love those readings.
Yes, and it was on this show that I did connect with you, and I'm going to start off by giving you the same message that I gave you last time. And I started off by telling Stan, make a new plan, Stan. So the
yeah,
message
well.
Is coming, it's coming through again. And then I heard the state of your life is nothing more than than a reflection of your state of mind. Okay?
Yeah. True.
And that's from, of course, Dr. Wayne Dyer, you know? So
yeah.
that was, you know, the first thing that I got. And our beautiful, you know, guest co-host, Jan, she's doing totem animals today, but I have a I have a totem insect, and the only reason I'm doing this because this little ant was somehow got onto my computer and it was walking back and forth across the computer. So my dog Ginger came in and said, you know, here's what this ant wants to tell Stan. Just because it didn't work out the first time doesn't mean that it's not going to work out now. Keep at it, Stan. Keep going.
Hey, DC? I knew you were going to say aunt. Okay.
What's that? I had a little aunt. That's what I said.
I knew that.
Yep.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say aunt because I've been visited. I've been visited this last week for no, and they're not going after any food or sweets or anything. It's just like they want to hang out with me. And
yeah, and
man,
I had like I said, I'm not stepping on Jan's toes, but this is a totem insect, and it was driving me nuts. And I figured I'll have the whole colony here if I don't give this message. So that's why I'm giving it to you. I'm sorry, Jan. But I'm getting, you know, one step at a time. One step at a time,
yeah.
Stan. You have lots of little steps, and they're going to add up to big steps, and they're going to help to make your dreams come true. Okay? What I was also getting is, you know, a little bit more self-love, Stan, okay?
Okay.
Give yourself that acceptance and unconditional love that you truly deserve. Okay, and my dog Ginger's saying, buddy, you've been a little bit critical of yourself lately, a little bit harsh.
Yeah.
Okay? And Ginger's saying, you know, they're not true, but I know that's how you see it, but, you know, you've got to love and appreciate yourself for the amazing man that you are. Now, is your mom still alive, or is she in spirit?
My mother, she's on the other side now.
Okay, because I see this woman coming, and she's wrapping her arms around you, and she's just saying how much she loves you. You know, she's coming in really strongly, and I just feel like she's holding you close to her heart, you know? Did she, like when you were a little boy, did she grab your chin and say, look at mommy's eyes, look at my eyes? And when you looked in her eyes, it was like so amazing because you felt love and you felt everything you needed when you looked in your mom's eyes. Did you?
I don't think that was my mom. At least
okay,
I don't.
Okay, well, was there like a mom figure?
That was not my experience of her when I was.
Well, there must have been a mom figure because I am seeing a mom figure, and she's just holding you close to her. So is there like someone that you consider like a mom? And my dog, Callie, now like Ginger's soul that reincarnated, she's sitting here moaning. So there, to me, that means there's something in this message that has a ring of truth because she's just like moaning here.
Oh, what?
So I don't know who the mother is. Maybe it's a grandmother.
Right.
It could be like a grandmother, but somebody that held you close to her heart, and she just like, you know, grabbed your little chin and, you know, she's like looking into your eyes and you just felt such love and healing. That's what I keep getting.
I have an aunt that is probably going to the other side soon. And
okay. Mother figure?
She was like that with me when I was.
I feel like that woman that you're speaking of now was a healer, whether she knew it or not. And Callie, my dog, is sitting here. She's still looking at me, making funny noises. But I am getting this woman. Like I could see like a heart, and I know there's a heart connection between the two of you.
Yeah,
a beautiful
my
heart
aunt.
Connection.
My aunt.
Yeah.
Aunt.
So that's what I'm feeling. I mean, she's just her healing power is so strong. It's totally beautiful.
Wow.
You know, so I'm getting for you too. You've got to have a little bit more patience with yourself. Okay. And
okay.
I feel like you feel like nothing's happening, you know, fast enough. But I'm also getting you've got to start to make some decisions, you know, in what direction that you want to go. Okay.
Yeah.
And Archangel Raphael is with you. He's our healing angel.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and I don't know if, you know, if you have an interest in healing, because he comes in, he's our healing angel, but he also surrounds those that have an interest in healing.
Yes, I'm a healer, and my motorcycle is named after him.
Wow, okay, beautiful. Well, I'm gonna just turn it over to the ladies because there's a lot more beautiful messages for you, and
oh,
I'm gonna
thank you,
and I'm gonna ask my dog to sit down because she kept making noises as I was trying to connect with you. And Jan, give him another totem because I can't take the ants.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, DC.
I'm so glad you gave him the ant, and it's whenever you get a totem, you should. It's great. You're not stepping on my toes at all. I love to hear what other people say about the animals too, because anyway, Stan, do I know you or anything?
Maybe in some lifetime, I don't know.
Well, anyway, I got the horse, a brown horse. That's the animal
boy.
I saw right away, brown horse.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Does that mean anything to you?
First off, I went to the library with my 8-year-old son the other day, and we got a book on horses around the world, but there's the healing that I do. It's called the emotion code, and what's been floating into my mind on and off over many months is horses. Healing, helping to heal horses that have been, you know, traumatized or whatever. And there's something about a horse, yeah, that even though I don't have a lot of experience with horses at all, there's something about a horse that just sort of resonates with me, you know, like
well, it really resonates with me too for you, because then when DC told you about the ant, I wanted to see if I kept looking, you know, and the horse just wouldn't leave. This brown horse wouldn't leave whatsoever. And so it's neat that both the ant and the horse are very resonant for you. And I kept getting also the word priority for you, you to keep in mind of your priorities.
I am processing that right now. Because in reinventing myself, as you go through life, those change. Everything is like, like the story about Jesus, and he's risen, and all is new again. It feels like everything is just fresh and new again. It's a time for me to. It's like everything looks different. Okay, everything looks different than it was before. And I want to be different.
Yep.
So it's that they kind of go together. So this, both of you so far have given me some resonating and really good information or confirmation or whatever to just to make how I'm feeling even more solid. And yes, I know DC says I need to give myself some more love. I do kind of. There's a part of me that wants the things to like hurry up, but then when I get in my quiet state, I have this knowing that that it's coming. It's just it's not right for me to push it, because it's coming. I got this.
Exactly.
So.
Wow,
anyway,
that's beautiful. You're
really,
you're getting the answers. You are getting the messages told to you. You know. I mean, that's beautiful.
Yes. Well, if the more that I remember that I have the power that's been given is within me, the infinite intelligence, the God, power of God, whatever, you want to call it, the creator, is within me. And as long as I remind myself of that, then I'm able to access that. So there you go.
Right on. Thank you. Yep. Exactly.
So okay,
Mary's next here.
Oh, okay.
It was Jan you talked to.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jan. Okay, got to get this straight.
It's okay.
Jan was with the horse,
yeah.
DC's an aunt.
So DC
okay.
was first, Jan, and then now me, Mary. And I
okay,
got to say, Stan, like I feel you're going through a rebirth. And you know, it's just, it sounds so amazing. Like, I am so proud of you. I mean, I don't think we've ever connected, because I thought you were a first time caller, but definitely, I mean, I love that you're reinventing yourself and you're going to get new experiences. And I feel like so many doors are going to open, and all your, like, remember, we're all born with this ability, right? We just forget who we really are. Society,
yeah.
you know, makes us forget
yeah.
who we are. And,
right.
you know, we're all one with Christ consciousness. You know, once we become super conscious, I mean, nothing can stop us. You know, just tapping in. I kept hearing meditation for you. And, like, we're all one, thinking that, you know, like, we're all one. And then the card that fell out for you is the Invention Creativity Guide. And I ask, this is the deck Ask Your Guides by Sonia Choquette. And it says, sometimes life gives you lemons, but not to worry. And I think DC mentioned something like that. Your creativity guides are on hand, helping you transform your lemons into lemonade. No matter who you are or what circumstances you've inherited, life is always a blend of both the positive and the negative. Your creativity guides urge you to be grateful for the phases of your life and to be creative with the negative. They'll help you use your inventiveness to transform any adverse situation into one for the better. So rather than dwell on your lousy childhood, true though it may have been, appreciate the courage it developed in you and use it to change the unsupported past into a self-reliant present. Rather than endure an unfulfilling job, be resourceful and start the business you've always dreamed of for years. This is not to deny the pain in your life, but to use it as an incentive to move to higher ground. Allow your creativity guides to serve you. They're not afraid of the lemons you encounter in life. Gather their juice as fuel to invent much better circumstances and ask them for inspiration and ideas. They have plenty to share. Their message, when you get lemons, make lemonade. Oh my gosh. DC, isn't this the saying that Joan says?
Yes, when life gives you lemons, find someone whose life has given them vodka and have a party.
So, Jan, there you go. I knew
vodka.
Joan was
Look
in
out.
This one. And that's Joan Rivers, by the way, Jan, coming through.
Oh,
that was Joan
holy
Rivers.
Cow.
Yeah, but my mom and Betty White, the three of them have been getting together, and Betty White loves, like, extra lemons, so.
And I'm having lemon water. How funny.
Oh, my goodness. Wonderful.
That was beautiful, Stan. Keep up the great work. I mean, and,
yes,
and what I did write was, yeah, I did write mirror work, you know, like looking in the mirror in the morning and saying, I love you. I love you.
Okay.
And Mary, you mentioned Joan and
yeah.
my mom, Ken. So you have to watch what you say. Because Mary says these, it's like she's doors. No, my mom is saying, Stan, just live life on your own terms.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's your mom's name?
All right. Thank you, Stan. Oh,
I'm Rita.
Rita, okay. Thank you, Rita and DC.
Oh, she's going to come visit you. She'll
Mary
be with you.
And Jan. Oh, okay.
We're going to do the rest of the show, ladies.
Hey, ladies.
Make a new plan, Stan.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stan.
Make sure to stay in contact. Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh. That was awesome.
It was.
I was like, oh, this is Joan. Because I know we talk about this, Cece, you and I, with the lemons a lot.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Oh, my gosh, this show is going by so fast. It's like,
yes.
Oh, I forgot to tell callers that I made, you know, just because, you know, I'm still recovering, I made the show an hour and a half long, so we only have, like, 20 more minutes to answer calls, but I'll definitely record numbers for next week. To pick you up first. So with that said, are you ladies ready for our next caller? I'm going to give the 229
yes.
another chance. Okay, perfect.
Lovely.
Area code 229, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hey, my name is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin.
Hello, Melvin.
Do you have a question?
Melvin.
Yeah, hey, DC.
Oh, you think I know Melvin.
You know Melvin. Yep, that's our Melvin.
It's Sam.
Hi, Melvin.
Hi. How are you all doing today?
Doing good. We have Jan with us, Melvin. You remember Jan?
Yes. Yeah. Hey, Miss Jan.
Hey, Melvin. Good to hear from you. Glad you called in.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you all. I just wanted to ask. I had to go to the bank and deposit a check, and I had forgot that I had a settlement check, and so I deposited and I left the bank, and I thought it went through. So I called the bank today, and they said it went back. So do you all see me getting this straightened out with the bank or the people that I was will they have to rewrite a check, or will they get it straight out of the bank?
I got a maybe. There may have been something, you know, a misprint or something with the check. But I'm getting, don't worry. You know, soon you will, you know, you'll get everything straightened out. Stay positive. Okay, so it's not going to be a long, drawn-out affair, but if you can stay positive, things will... They'll get better a lot quicker, you know. So don't hang on to any of the stress, Melvin. And I'm so glad that that issue was resolved, Melvin.
Okay. So, I mean, it's got to be in my account. Do you know when it's going to be in my account?
I didn't get that. I got that, you know, there may be a little, you know, it may be a little issue where they may have to have another check drafted, Melvin, okay. But just hang in there. Did they tell you why they had to send it back?
No, ma'am. I haven't went by the bank yet. I called the bank, and they told me I need to go to my local bank here and discuss it with them.
Okay.
Because the check was dated back in 2020.
Oh, maybe that's at the time frame on the where they have to reissue another one.
Okay. And,
because I believe some of them say 120 days. Ladies, you feel like that may be the issue, is the time stamp on the check?
Yeah. It was no time frame that I had to cash the check. It was a settlement from another company, and they sent me a check. But I got sick, and then I misplaced it. And now I found it, and I tried to put it in my bank account, and
they have to draft another one, Melvin, I believe. You know, it's just an issue of the time stamp.
Okay. Well, you know when
I'm
going
to turn you over to the
thing?
Other ladies. Dan?
You know when they're going to send another one?
So they have to contact the people that sent you the check and stuff. Is that what they're doing now?
Yes, ma'am. It's an insurance company.
Yeah.
This is insurance
they'll
company.
Do it. Yeah,
okay.
It'll work out. It might take a few weeks.
Okay.
You know, things go a little slow. But
I saw this dog, this little, like, kind of not, I don't know, poodle-ish doggy, and the wind was blowing in the wind. The wind is blowing, and he's in a meadow, and he's just kind of being carefree out there, just chilling out with the wind blowing in his hair, and taking it. I feel like he's saying to you to just let some of these things just go, you know, like let it, don't let them, let these things get too intense for you, you know what I mean? And just let it sort of blow, let it blow in the wind a little bit, let it go a little bit, and you know, and dog is so loyal. That's what they represent, loyalty, which I feel that you are. Are like that. But the main message here was to just sort of let some of these things, let them go, let them blow in the wind and let them just roll off a little bit and shake it off a little bit and don't let it bother you. Because, this check thing will work out. I agree with DC. They'll just, it's going to take them, it won't happen overnight. It's not going to be like tomorrow. It might take a few weeks to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. I thank you all.
Nice. Of course.
You're welcome. Melvin, I got the same thing as DC and Jan. I got big, happy changes. So, yes. And within the next few weeks, just like Jan. So, you know, like Jan said, it won't happen overnight, but, you know, it takes some time to call the company and get a reissue check. But, you know, big happy changes and staying positive, you know. Just say that money's going to be in your bank before you know it. And letting go and letting God, you know, which is our favorite. We always say that on this show, letting go and let God, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
So it was great connecting with you, Melvin.
Yeah, and
thank
also
you for calling
and
good luck. Yeah,
thank you. And also, I moved in a new apartment, so I'm not in that old apartment anymore.
That's awesome.
But I want to thank you all so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Melvin. Have a great evening.
Okay, you are too. Have a blessed night.
Take care, Melvin. I'm so glad to talk to you again.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Always. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, such a great caller today. What a great show. Do you guys want to squeeze one more person in?
Definitely.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get new callers. Oh, okay. 850. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes. My first name is Darlene.
Hi, Darlene. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes, ma'am. I live on my boat, and we went and get it fueled up, and the motor broke on us. We hit a log or something. We don't know what we hit. But anyway, I didn't file insurance right away because I didn't know that that was covered. I thought it was like if it was a total loss, then I'm covered on the boat. But anyways, when I called to check on the part, they said, well, what is your claim number? I'm like, I don't have one. They're like, well, you need to claim that with your insurance. So I called my insurance company, and I thought everything was okay. And next thing I know, I get a different agent that calls me and says, they're investigating my claim, and I'm like, okay, I didn't do nothing wrong. You know, the engine really broke in the water right by the where we fuel up at. So now it's got me all nervous and everything, you know. And like, so what's happening? You know, are they going to fix it? And am I going to be able to replace it or fix it or rebuild it? It's an older boat, so I'm not sure how everything goes, because it is pretty damaged. I mean, the marina here took it off when it happened, and it is just really bad. It broke the whole housing. So whatever we hit hard.
Okay.
So I just want to about
yes,
that.
Yes, Darlene, this is DC, hon. I was getting, you know, you've got to stop worrying and let go of the anxiety. You know, let go, let God. I was getting the things that, you know, that you're concerned with now are no longer going to be a worry to you. Issues will get resolved. So that's, you know, that's what I saw, okay?
Okay.
I have to ask Jan, I don't know what this means, Jan, but I see a swan coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea why. I'm going to turn
it
over
God,
to Jan.
Oh, my God, see, you're just blowing my mind. That just blows my mind. That is what I saw, a swan. I saw a swan.
Ooh.
I can't believe you saw
Yay.
A swan, too. We both saw it. Oh, my God. Not kidding you. I have the book open with the swan. I'm ready to tell her a few
How
things.
Beautiful.
And here you say, you see the swan. I'm so glad, too, because that, I'm trying to figure out how the swan relates to this, but you're on water, and a swan is on water.
Yeah, wow, there you go. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. But
I know that I have rheumatoid arthritis and
uh-huh.
my fingers are turning downwards, and they call that the swan neck or something.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
That's totally
wow.
amazing. Wow.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And also it says here to call on the swan when you're dealing with a variety of business situations. So that is exactly, you are going through some, this is like a business situation, but it represents a sense of calm and gracefulness and ease. So let the swan give you that energy of ease and calm, because that's what you need, because I know this is a tricky situation. Because I know the insurances are so tricky, aren't they? But
they are. Say one thing wrong, I feel like, oh, my God, I said the wrong thing, you know.
Yeah. But I feel like you're highly protective, and, I mean, that's what the swan is saying. You're spiritually and physically protective through these things, and also that's what the swan does. It's also protective to its loved ones, and you're highly intuitive and foreseeing the future. So whatever you're getting about this situation in your intuition, just know that, you know, follow that also. I'm trying to see if I'm not getting the exact answer of what you're asking. I'd have to meditate on it a little bit to see exactly when they're going to, I feel like they're going to help you, but I just don't see when, you know, at this moment.
But Dan, you know,
I
have to ask another question that'll help maybe
uh-huh.
with the reading. She uh-huh. mentioned rheumatoid arthritis, and that is like fear of being trapped, maybe codependent with someone. Is
wow.
there anything that made you like, you know, before you got the rheumatoid arthritis, were you mad about something, angry with someone, or trying to do something that you weren't able to achieve? Because they're all connected to arthritis.
I don't think that's, I have in the past, but I don't think so now.
Okay. Okay. So, Jim, with like what we said and everything, have you gotten maybe like any other even spirit animals? Because I do feel like there's a fear that she's been holding on to. She's, you know, felt maybe trapped in her life for some reason, you know?
Let's see
and
here.
And able to do what she wants, you know?
Well,
possibly
I am seeing, it looks
go ahead.
I am seeing a horse for her too.
Okay.
And I'm getting a white horse. It's a smaller horse though. It looks really small, and it looks like it's wanting to run. That's what it feels like to me. It feels like it just wants to be free, because horse represents freedom also, and moving.
That's
you.
I guess. I mean, I was a truck driver, in the past, and I loved being in the open road with nature, and I loved running and going different places and,
traveling. Well, horses traveling, yeah. Okay.
I mean, it could be just...
Well, that makes...
Yeah.
That makes perfect sense, because that's what the horses, that also is what the horse represents, the freedom of and traveling and running and being free and just going. Yeah. Oh, cool. Well, so that's another animal.
You do feel kind of trapped when you have this disease because it does hold you down. But I'm very, a couple of years ago I couldn't hardly walk. But by the grace of God, I am walking. But so I did kind of feel that fear of entrapment, I guess. But I'm a fighter, and I don't give up easily.
Beautiful.
That's excellent.
Yes, beautiful.
Thank
Mary?
You.
Yes,
so welcome.
I was just thinking, Darlene, because, I've been recovering from a back herniated disc, and I was in extreme pain, and I'm being called to say a little bit of what my journey has been like, and the people that helped me, which included DC and a lot of Jan on the show right now, and another Catherine, it's just a whole bunch of people, right? But it was mostly like my releasing of old beliefs that really has really, really healed me. And I have to say, it's been an amazing journey. It's been a long 6 weeks, but it's something that I had to do because when we have trapped emotions, it just creates these diseases or these, right? Because we should be balanced. And these things come in so we can heal them and become balanced. So I just wanted to tell you a little bit about that. I've seen a chiropractor. I've seen an acupuncturist has been the best. I mean, releasing the past beliefs is the most important issue. And, inner child healing, if we have any issues when we were a kid, healing that too. Because, DC has helped me with that too. And I've been doing some work on myself with that as well. So I just wanted to say a little bit about that because, that's an important journey also, healing ourselves within our feelings. And so that's what I wanted to tell you.
Uh-huh. It's wild that you said that, and because my rheumatoid, they won't do surgery on my back because I have blood clots, and from the rheumatoid, and it was recently brought up your back because I just got test results, and all four of my vertebrae are impingement. It's called retrolithesis. Mm-hmm. It's pushed into my and it's severely pinching that nerve. So it is a lot of pain. So I'm enduring it, but I don't want to take medicine. So I don't want to take medicine, and so I'm just enduring the pain, and just trying to live life to the full. But right now, most gotta fix it,
Yeah, for sure. And with the boat, what I got was a yes. Remain positive. And listen to your intuition. I kept looking at cards after and within the next few months. So, and just to let you know with the insurance, that's their normal go. They'll ask you questions. They'll want to see the parts. I had a leak here and they came here and they want to see pictures. They want to see the damage. That's how it is. That's insurance companies. I worked for insurance company my whole life. So that's how it is. They need to investigate in order to process the claim. So it's nothing on you, nothing you said. It's just that's the way it, because of so much corruption, right? Or fake. False claims, they have to do that. So that's not thinking negative at all. So remain positive on that. But with your healing, an acupuncturist has really helped me. So, you know, with a pinched nerve. So, and massage, you know, if you can do that. I'm not a doctor, you know, see your doctor. But that's what I did, and knock on wood, I've been better. And releasing, you know, it's past life trauma, like our childhood traumas that we just need to let go, you know, and it's really been an amazing journey, you know, and I was just going to ask you.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to ask you. You said you work for insurance. So do you see them, because it is an older boat and it's hard to find the parts, will we be able to find the parts or will they have to order a new one?
What I heard was, or what I saw in the car was within the next few months. And listen to your intuition and remain positive, because, you know, it's remaining positive when we start, you know, every thought we think is creating our future in reality, you know, like, and the same thing with your pain, you know, even though we're in pain, just say, I'm feeling great today. I did that a whole bunch of times. And DC could ask you, she would check on me every day, and I'm like, oh, I'm feeling great.
Well, you know what, Mary, as you're saying,
I was so-so, but yes, yes.
Mary did a great job. She did all the work. I just kept checking in.
Yeah.
But I'm getting led to ask the caller, who do you need to forgive? Is it yourself or someone else? Because that's part of, you know, the rheumatoid arthritis that you're having. Who in your life do you need to forgive?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Okay, well, you can think about it when you get off air. And when we say forgiveness, we don't mean that anything that anyone did was right. It's just that we don't have to hold on to it. And when we say, you know, I forgive you, you know, silently you could say it. It just opens the door for healing as well, okay?
That's awesome.
Okay, and allow, like I said, allow your divine team, the angels, Jesus, Mother Mary, allow them all to come in, and I feel like you'll see, you know, you're going to see progress, and you're going to start feeling better.
Oh, God, that's good to hear.
Hey, but you've got to do your part. You've got to, you know, you've got to let go of whatever it is that you're holding on to. So, you know, if it's you, if it's someone else, think about it and, you know, start the process, okay?
Okay. God bless you guys.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Wow, that was so beautiful. Wow, what a beautiful show.
It was really amazing. I can't believe the swan thing. That just blew my mind.
Yes, that was amazing.
And Jen, I see this big dark horse just flying by, like flying through a meadow.
A big what?
Wow.
A what?
Dark horse. A big dark brown horse just flying, you know, with a black, like the tail is all black, the fur. And it's like a dark horse flying by, you know.
Wow.
So I feel like this horse wants to help people get better, you know.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Wow.
So I don't know. I mean, what does a dark horse signify? It's like a darker colored horse. It's not a light one this time. It's darker.
Yeah, I don't know. That's I saw a dark horse for Stan.
Okay. Well, it came back to stay. Maybe came back for someone else. I don't know, but it's back.
Okay. That's nice.
Oh, ladies, what an evening. My goodness.
Yes, it was so beautiful.
Oh, I can't even imagine. This is, like, phenomenal.
Joining the show. It was so amazing. And the energy was just piggybacking from one another. It was just like everything was in sync and everything. It was so amazing.
It was, totally.
Yes,
it really was.
Beautiful.
I so enjoyed that with both of you. It was so easy.
Thank you.
We did flowed.
Yeah, we did too. And the time just went by so fast. My goodness.
I know. If I would have known, I would have left the 2 hours. I did take the numbers of the other callers so that we can just pick them up first next week. So that's great.
Yes.
Jen, it was such a pleasure to connect with you. And, you know, whenever you want to join us, you can. It was amazing.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. All of you are just beautiful to work with. When I work with Liz too, it's just so lovely to work with you. Thank you so much. I enjoyed it so much.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, ladies.
Thank you, everyone, for calling. And I love you, DC. I love you, Dan. We'll talk.
Beautiful.
I love
you,
too.
Thank
you.
Okay. Bye.
You, too.
Bye. Take care, everyone.
Take care, everyone.
Bye.